You're listening to a special best of edition of Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Today, we're highlighting the people in our backyard who are celebrated in the national spotlight. We just met the Davis restaurants featured in the new Food Network show, Best Bite in Town, which pits local restaurants against each other in a friendly competition, of course, for the coveted title. But Davis wasn't the only city in our area selected by the Guy Fieri show. We're now going to head to the foothills and to the Gold Rush city of Placerville in El Dorado County. Mary Fulmer is the owner of Hog Wild Barbecue. Brandon Gunther is the chef and owner of Rocker Oysterfeller's Kitchen and Saloon. And Simona Salvatore is the owner of Amore Mio Italian Bistro. They joined us about what the experience meant to their hometown, as well as the inspiration behind their signature dishes. Good afternoon. Thanks for making the time.
Hi.
And congratulations on the experience. It must have been a lot of fun and maybe a little bit of stressful, but all in good spirit. I would love to start off by learning more about each of you and your restaurants, what brought you all to Placerville and what inspires your cuisine. Mary, I'll start with you. Hog Wild Barbecue.
Yeah. Well, we actually purchased the business in 2018, so we're on year six. I was in the corporate world. My husband was already a retired cabinet builder and business owner. And so we left the corporate world and looked for something that we really enjoyed in our youth days. And now we get to spend our days with lots of youthful people that are just very talented. We have a number of pit masters and just a fabulous, fabulous team.
Why barbecue?
Well, we were customers for a bit and really enjoyed it. It's not easy. Our pit masters, we are generally there about 5:30 in the morning. Things like brisket alone is about 16 hours low and slow smoked. So it is a arduous process to make, but we love it. It's a lot of fun.
That time is very well spent because that's why it is delicious. Simona, how about you? Amore Mio Italian Bistro. How did you land in Placerville?
We opened the restaurant in December 2021. I was born and I am living for my total life in Rome, Italy. But my husband loves USA. He worked at the USA. We moved from Vegas because first he worked in Vegas. After we moved in Placerville, just because he has a friend. Placerville is a nice city. We decide to move in Placerville and open the restaurant. I love Italian food. I have every time passion for Italian food. And we decide to open a real authentic restaurant where people can try and taste real flavor from my country. And it's a very nice city, Placerville, and people are very friendly and beautiful community. Restaurant was good.
Where did your love for cooking come from? Did it come from your family?
Oh, yes. I all the time passion for food and for good product. I started to cook when I was very young, maybe 9, 10 years. My grandmother, my father, my mom, all family love cook, love good product, good food. And we have another place in Rome, where another small restaurant, and we decide to remake the same in Placerville. And I love creativity in my food, not just traditional food and fusion with new Italian style food. I love to create a new dish every month. New dish, people can taste different flavor. Traditional Italian food, a different flavor, my creation. I know my English is not perfect, so I'm sorry if sometimes...
It is just fine. Okay. It is
and
wonderful.
Thank you. I'm so sorry for all people try to... understand when I talk.
I perfectly understand you, and I know others do too. A light bulb just went off in my head. If you have a restaurant in Rome, they can be their sister restaurants. I'm thinking down the road, you should plan a trip for people in Placerville to go check out your restaurant in Rome. What an experience that would be. Brandon, tell us about your restaurant. I love the name Rocker Oysterfeller's Kitchen and Saloon.
Thank you. A real tongue twister.
How did you land in Placerville?
We landed in Placerville because we have family in Placerville and we've been coming up for years and we just love the area so much. And it's actually a major corridor between the other restaurant we opened back in 2006, which is located on the coast just outside of Bodega Bay in a little town called Valley Forge. And between Bodega Bay and South Lake Tahoe is a major kind of corridor that just, you know, we get a lot of crossover people, customers from the coast going up to Tahoe and, you know, people, customers from Tahoe coming down to the coast. It's kind of a big back and forth. So we decided we'd open one on that side.
Well, you just answered my second question, why oysters? But that is the prime location, that part of the California coast when it comes to oysters.
Absolutely. We get all of our oysters fresh from Tomales Bay. We have a lot of families that we've been working with that farm oysters in the bay. So we've been working with them for a number of years, and we decided to bring it up to Placerville because there's nothing quite like it.
What are some of the recipes that you're most proud of at your restaurant?
Well, we have a buttermilk fried chicken that's been on the menu for a long time. It's an old family recipe. My wife is from Gulf Coast, Texas, so I grew up, spent a lot of my life cooking with her grandmother and her father and her brother and brothers-in-laws and everything out in the Gulf Coast, and just kind of really fell in love with the cuisine. So the buttermilk fried chicken is one of our grandmother's recipes. And then we also have a really fun bourbon and molasses braised pork shank that's on the menu on top of grits. We bring in our grits from South Carolina, and we do a cheesy grit with carrots and turnips, and that's a really nice one.
Yeah.
Have a number of different things that we're very proud of.
Having this conversation around lunchtime is not a good idea. Oh, that sounds delicious. Placerville is just a wonderful, I love Placerville, a gold rush city in El Dorado County. It also is tight-knit. Brandon, I would imagine you've probably heard of the restaurants that you competed against on the show.
Absolutely. We've been to all of them.
And how about you, Mary? Were you aware of your competitors?
Absolutely, we were, and knew that it was going to be a stiff competition, but was really excited about highlighting the food scene in Placerville because it really is very diverse, and as are the people. And of course, the people, as Brandon mentioned, coming up and down Highway 50 and stopping in, going to Tahoe and on the way back. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Simona, when did the Food Network reach out to you? How did you first become aware that there was going to be a TV show and they wanted you to compete on it?
When the man for TV show called my husband, I was in Italy, and my husband told me, "Oh, some people call me." In the first moment, I don't think in seriously, but after I understand they want. We participate in the show, and we are very lucky because we opened just 2 years ago, and people love our food, and we decide to participate. And honestly, it's a beautiful experience. And I have the opportunity to know the other people work in the restaurant and talk about the restaurant is sacrifice, is a passion, but it's a sacrifice, you know. But it's a beautiful experience. And it's good for Placerville too, because Placerville is a small town, beautiful town, but small town. They need people stop when they travel between Tahoe and San Francisco, and it's opportunity to find different food, good food, and for all flavor.
Given that the Food Network is obviously pretty well known and especially profiling restaurants, Mary, when they reached out to you about competing, I mean, was this something that you ever envisioned doing with your barbecue restaurant?
We didn't. We actually, when they reached out to us, they had told us that customers of ours had submitted us for Triple D. The other show that Guy is so well known for. And they said, but we are going to have a show in Placerville, and we're premiering six restaurants, and we'd really love for you to be one of them. And I immediately jumped at the chance. I said, absolutely. What do we need to do? We'd be happy to be on a Guy Fieri show, any show, and especially a new one. That sounds great.
Yeah. Brandon, what went through your mind when producers reached out to you?
I believe my email went something along the lines of, is this some sort of sick joke? I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it was true because there's so much spam going around all over the place. And they wrote back and they said, absolutely it is. And we're super pumped about that. We're really excited to be a part of that.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not going to click on that link, you know, because it seems fishy.
Exactly.
But
It's very fishy.
it was the real deal. How did you go into mentally preparing? I mean, competing is different than getting in the, I mean, the restaurant business is hard enough as it is, but then you're under the pressure of competing against other restaurants. Brandon, how did you prepare about what you wanted to showcase and profile under those high pressure constraints?
I don't know how much you can prepare for something like that. It was something I'd never done before personally, and it was a whole new experience. I've been cooking my whole life, as I'm sure all the other contestants probably have too. But so that wasn't a big deal. I'm very comfortable. My kitchen is my happy place, so I feel very comfortable there. But being in front of a camera, I've been on, a couple times before, and just that lens zooming in, that giant fisheye lens looking at you, I just, you start stuttering and losing your mind. It kind of wipes it out. But the more and more you do it, and it was a 3 day of filming. So it's 3 full days, well, not 3 full days, but 3 very long filming sessions. So the longer it went on, and the more comfortable you got with everything, plus the crew was extremely professional and definitely knew what they were doing. So they made it very easy on us, I think, in my opinion.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Simona Salvatore from Amore Mio, Brandon Gunther from Rocker Oysterfellers, and Mary Fulmer from Hog Wild Barbecue. All three restaurants were featured in the new Food Network show Best Bite in Town, and it was located in highlighting the city of Placerville in El Dorado County. So let's get into what you prepared. Mary, what dish did you prepare for the hosts and the judges?
Well, we all had the opportunity to prepare two different dishes. The first one was our Angry Pitmaster, and it is a brioche bun that's topped with our 16-hour low and slow smoked brisket, our pulled pork, and then on top of that is your choice of cheese, jalapeno peppers, our homemade coleslaw, and just a really yummy, very tall sandwich that is very full, very filling. And so that was our first one, and that was wonderful, served with three different barbecue sauces, your choice of barbecue sauce. And then our second one was actually a dessert that is a four-berry cobbler. It was one of my mother's desserts recipes. We use all of her dessert recipes in the restaurant. And so you've got to finish off wonderful barbecue with a wonderful dessert.
Did the change in pace and that added adrenaline and pressure, did it make something that I think you could probably do that in your sleep? They're popular items. It comes from your family. Did it make it harder to make?
No, because the crew is wonderful. I mean, it wasn't live for one thing, so that helped a lot. We ended up filming for about 3 days. So, but no, it actually they were really wonderful to work with.
Simona, what did you make at Amore Mio?
We make the special lasagna. It's the white lasagna. The name is the Pope's lasagna, just because remember the color white of the dress Pope. And we make with handmade pasta, with egg flour, traditional pasta. We use it for lasagna and bechamel sauce handmade, and sausage, mushroom, two different style sausage, and smoked cheese, Italian cheese. We bake it and finally it's ready. And the other dish was the eggplant bolognese. It's the traditional eggplant parmigiana, but we decide to put inside the bolognese sauce. We make for three different style of meat. It's Italian sausage and pork and beef, and cook a long time for 3-4 hours before to be ready, the bolognese sauce. After we fry eggplant with egg and flour, and the slice of eggplant, slice of bolognese sauce, mozzarella and parmigiano, bake in the oven. It's not fast, it's not fast. It's very, the TV demand for poor man have to stay a long time to wait the dish was ready.
I'm sure they appreciated all the smells because I think it sounds delicious. So I don't think they probably minded watching you do all of that, because that's a lot of work and it just sounds delicious. How was it for you having that TV experience and having the cameras and all of that, in addition to, just doing what you love, cooking in the kitchen?
Okay. I love cook, honestly. I love food. I love eat. I love the best product. I want to use just best product, but it's not easy for me staying in the front of camera, and especially because in last August, my English was less good than now, and not easy to talk too much in English, and it's not easy everything, but beautiful experience. People were very nice. The chef stay with us is beautiful, very gentleman. He tried to help me with my English, stop why I don't understand the question. And all people was very nice, honestly. Beautiful experience. Maybe now I know what is staying on TV. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of food shows, so someone may be calling you again. Yes. So that is definitely a good trial run. Brandon, what did you make?
Vicky, you're right about airing this episode during the lunch hour. Is there time for a quick lunch break by chance, or keep moving on?
My stomach is growling.
I know, it sounded so good. We did our Dirty South, which is a pile of Kennebec fries with melted pimento cheese that we make in-house with fire-roasted peppers, and a sterile gold cheese, which is one of the cheeses from Sonoma County that we bring up. We make our own pimento cheese, goes over that, and we chop up brisket, which is funny because Mary had brisket on the episode too, so we were both smoking low and slow. So we chop up brisket on top of the pimento cheese, and then we have like pickled jalapenos, and it gets a little bit of crema. So it's like a southern poutine kind of style, play on that. The other dish that we did was our house rocker Oysterfeller, which is, you know, our named after us, and it's a take on the oyster Rockefeller, of course, but it's a cream cheese base with wilted arugula, toasted fennel seed Pernod, dash of Pernod, and then it gets a cornbread crust over the top of it, and then it's cooked on the grill. So that's our kind of our house thing, and that's the one that they chose.
Well, and you actually moved to the next round, the final round. How was that experience advancing to the final round of the competition?
Oh my God, it was so fun. It was so fun. They set up a huge stage down at the Bell Tower right in downtown Placerville, and they set up seats, and they had a full live audience down the center of Main Street, which is really funny.
I highly recommend people check out Main Street in Placerville if you haven't.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's such a cool, that's what, you know, drew us to that town, is that old feeling. You know, for California, it's very old. For the world, maybe not so much, but that gold rush feel, Placerville's managed to keep with all the old buildings and that historical aspect. So we do love that town very much. It's such a cool place to be.
How about you, Mary? You advanced your barbecue too.
We did. The Angry Pitmaster was our winner for Chef Joe when he presented us. So yeah, so that was awesome. It was just a great experience.
What has the response been? There must have been just a lot of excitement and a lot of pride from your neighbors and customers about, you know, being on national TV and your awesome food.
Yes, a line out the door lately.
Good for business. And you too, Simona?
Me too, yes. My customers are very proud of us currently. And yes, my whole community, honestly, is happy. Mm-hmm. Yes, they... I'm very happy. Six restaurants in the final moment stay on TV is good for city. It's good for all stores stay in the city, in the town.
Yeah. Brandon, what kind of response have you received? I mean, it was just a cool experience, I would imagine, on town on Main Street. I am sure it was the talk of the town, especially when it actually premiered.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people in town didn't know what was going on. Only a handful of people really saw what was going on downtown, I think. And then now all the energy as the show started coming into play and Food Network started posting about it, you know, and everyone's kind of getting out there and talking about the show coming and being in Placerville was you felt the energy levels just kind of really amp up.
Yeah.
Even before the airing. And now, you know, it's such a cool thing for Placerville to have had this and such a lucky and deserving community, you know, because there's so much good food in that little town in the foothills. So I don't know. I think it was so awesome for Placerville, and I'm so proud of, you know, our staff for sticking in there and doing such a great job all this time, and especially with the new demand.
I also think it's really cool that this is a new show, Best Bite in Town. I mean, the first episode was Davis in Yolo County, and then now we have Placerville in El Dorado County. I mean, just as someone who lives in the area, I think there's a lot of pride that goes in highlighting, you know, smaller cities, but really that they have a large, yummy footprint, you know, when it comes to food. You all know how to cook.
So true. Thank you.
Sure.
And we have great ingredients too coming out of the Sacramento Delta. You know, we've got some of the best food, you know, in the area growing in our backyard. So that doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Well, Mary, Brandon, and Simona, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I say thank you for the conversation, but now I'm starving. So yeah, it'll be a good lunch. Those are three Placerville restaurants that were featured in Guy Fieri's Food Network show, Best Bite in Town, which also spotlighted the city of Davis in a separate episode. Mary Fulmer is the owner of Hog Wild Barbecue. Simona Salvatore is the owner of Amore Mio Italian Bistro. And Brandon Gunther is the chef and owner of Rocker Oysterfeller's Kitchen and Saloon, which has since closed its Placerville location, but they do still have their locations in Sonoma County. Still ahead, the winner of NPR's Tiny Desk Contest is a Sacramento native. The Philharmonic joins us with the inspiration behind his winning song and performance titled, What's It All Mean? You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.